You know, ever since the 1970s, when a California wine beat out a French rival in a blind taste test, the wine industry outside of Europe has been booming. In fact, experts now praise wines from all over the United States, South Africa, Australia, South America, New Zealand, just about anywhere and everywhere. But Mexico? Reporter Vanessa Romo found out, well, maybe.
Thursday nights at the Silver Lake Wine Shop in Los Angeles are crowded and noisy and full of agents, assistants, and even in this market, unemployed real estate barons, all willing to shell out $12 for a sampling of wine from around the world. A perfect place to ask a simple question: what happens when you put the words booze and Mexico in the same sentence? Michael Ventry, a self-described professional amateur drinker, put it best.
When I associate Mexico with drinking, it's usually either tequila or some sort of beer like Corona or Tecate.
What about wine and Mexico?
I've never heard of Mexican wine, actually.
That's Felix Tipper. He's standing next to Mia Arias.
Mexican wine, but I am Mexican, and I have not had a lot of Mexican wines.
For shame. Dominican monks started making wine in Baja more than 500 years ago. Still,
No one thinks of a cool growing climate in Mexico, but why not? I mean,
that's David Shibrick. He's a wine importer from Hollywood.
All along the Pacific coast, there are opportunities to grow grapes and to make good wine.
Then again,
I mean, let's face it, selling Mexican wine is a hard sell.
That may be, but Abelardo Rodriguez is far from throwing in the towel. He manages Vinisterra, a boutique vineyard in Baja's wine country, just an hour south of the U.S. border. He knows firsthand the challenges of getting Mexican wines on U.S. shelves.
We had a big problem with FDA, trying to get our labels across the border to the States.
The problem with the labels?
That our wine says Vino Tinto, and they didn't know. They think that Americans are kind of dumb or something because they don't know what Vino Tinto is. Okay, now we have a label that says red wine.
Baja produces 90% of the country's wine, and while the vineyards themselves may be rustic and unpretentious, it'd be a stretch to call this a beautiful landscape. It's hard to ignore the carcasses of shredded tires along the main highway and the trash held hostage in the brush of the dry and rocky hills. But a turn around a bend reveals lush hillsides and rows of vines heavy with big sun-loving grapes. The grapes benefit from something called upwelling. That's when you have a very hot climate during the day and a cooling oceanic breeze at night. A single road connects all of the vineyards. It's called Ruta del Vino. It leads to the biggest winery in Mexico, El Acheto. They bottle about 1 million cases a year with distribution in 24 countries. Lisette Garcia is a hostess in the vineyard's tasting room.
Our signature wine is made with an Italian grape that the name is Nebbiolo. It has received 4 gold medals in France as one of the best wines around the world.
Despite the international recognition, Garcia admits Mexican wine is definitely the underdog on the international wine scene.
Mexico really doesn't have the culture of wine. No? Many people always think in the Mexican, like, you know, in drinks and tequila and beer, no? Sometimes. They don't know too much about the wine, but now we are becoming a popular place to visit now, no? And that's good for us.
And as if on cue, 4 Americans in Hawaiian shirts weave their way unsteadily up to the bar. Garcia is off to pour more drinks. Back in Los Angeles, Carolyn Stein knows her wine. She's co-owner of AOC Wine Bar.
La Cheta from Baja, Mexico.
Now, since this story began with a pretty unscientific survey, it's only fitting that it should end with an unscientific taste test. And Stein and her general manager, Blake Gilbert, have volunteered their palates. In front of them are 3 glasses. All are Nebbiolos, 2 Italian wines, one retailing for $50, the other for $20, the third glass, a $15 Nebbiolo from Mexico's El Acheto.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, it's spicy with really kind of like firm, small tannins.
Very fruity, fleshy, plummy. No tannin at all. Would tend to be a warmer climate. Highly astringent.
They deliberate for about 10 minutes, but after a few false starts and enough flip-flopping to make a politician blush, they finally make a decision on how the Mexican wine compares. Kind of.
It's not my style of wine. I know some people who would like it, though, definitely.
People are going to love that really big, lush, rich style. And it's really, really interesting, but it's not really my cup of tea.
A mixed review. One thing is clear, though. Mexican wine still has a way to go before it topples tequila as the national drink. Although it does have one major advantage. You'll never have to eat the worm. For NPR News, I'm Vanessa Romo.